East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to lace up those running shoes and feel the thunder of South Africa's greatest ultramarathon warrior, standing tall as the reigning queen of the 90-kilometer Comrades Downrun record, the only stain to outrun Vanish. She puts da bomb in Gerda. Give it up for Gerda! Gerdestein!
Good morning. What a warm welcome on an early Monday morning for me.
Morning.
Gerda, we're really excited to be chatting to you. I know I am personally. And we need some advice for those first-time Comrades Marathon runners. We know you are literally da bomb, right? But how is your prep going for this weekend? How does a top-tier athlete prep at this time?
Do you know, the preparation for me has gone really well until this point, and I'm very excited to have already arrived in KZN.
Hey.
So I can certainly feel the excitement in the air. I can see the signs up on the road. Mm. So definitely getting very, very excited for Sunday. But in terms of my preparation, this week is the time to try and recover as much as possible and not to put any more strain on the body. Mm. The fitness is there and the preparation is complete. So now it's just a matter of getting to the start line healthy.
And I mean, I wanted to ask you, what is the goal? But obviously the goal is to win. But with you, it's a down run. It's going to be fast. Are we looking at breaking records here, or are we just getting the W?
I definitely think that going for the win will be my first goal.
Yes.
Mm. It's always, you know, you can't think about times and records too much when you want to win the race, because often it can come with a price, focusing too much on a time, and then you forget about the fact that you first have to defeat the competitors. So for me to get that win, which would be for me a fourth win, would be a dream come true. That's what I'm focused on, but I do think that it has got the potential to be a very fast race, especially this year on the women's side. I think that we will see a very strong field with a lot of talented athletes, and the depth of the field is just growing year on year. So for me, it's also exciting because I believe that having strong competition is also the best way to get the most out of you yourself.
Gerda, we have a whole bunch of first-timers. We have our weekend DJ, Shayna Ray from East Coast Radio, running her first Comrades Marathon. We have comedian Skulk Bezadenote, who is preparing for his first Comrades. We have socialite and all-round fitness guy, Lucky Gordy, who is also in preparation for his first Comrades. So we have a whole bunch of first Comrades Marathoners that we're going to be following this weekend. From Gerda Stein, because everyone's come with advice for the last week. Now we've got the Gerda Stein advice. What's the one thing nobody tells you about running the Comrades Marathon?
You know, the novices is a special bunch. Yeah. You only get to run Comrades for the first time once in your life. And that day sticks in your memory. It always stays with you, and you'll always look back on that day thinking, oh, I remember when I had no idea what I was doing. I lined up for this grueling race and I had no idea whether I've got the capacity and the capability to do this. But my one piece of advice to the novices is just not to let their nerves overrule their whole week and their race coming into the Comrades. We've all been there. We've all been novices. The person who's run 50 Comrades was a novice at one point. Mm. And the thing is that you just don't realize before you've done the race that this is going to creep under your skin.
Yeah.
And you're going to become a part of the Comrades family for the rest of your life. And
wow,
you're going to wear that T-shirt until there's nothing left of it, because it is really, it's a life-changing event that you've decided to take on. And it's very, very special. And just that decision to do it, and the courage to have gone through the training and to get to this point is already an achievement in its own.
Yeah.
So novices can be proud of themselves already.
Well, also, Gerda, do you have any advice of how runners can support each other during the marathon?
Yes, for sure. I think Comrades especially stands out for the fact that the camaraderie en route is amazing. Mm-hmm. We are all individuals. Yes, it's an individual sport, but yet we are all working together to reach the same finish line, and we can help each other. We can help each other emotionally, and you know, on a psychological way, so much. If you see a runner struggling, just give him a positive note en route. Tell him that he can do this, or that this bad patch will pass, and you will be surprised also with the amount of support that you get back in return. Yeah. This is the race where we run together and we support each other, and that's one of the things that makes the Comrades so special.
And just last one from me, Khaib, I mean, the excitement, yes, of running the first Comrades, but there's also the other side of the coin, that it's difficult. There are times where you want to give up, and because the body is just saying no.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to yourself when the body's like, I've had enough, you need to stop? What's that one thing you keep saying to yourself?
I just tell myself that it's not over until it's over. The feeling that you've got now, the struggles that you're going through now, will pass, and you will get through this. And it's a long enough road to allow you to go through a bad patch and recover again. Yeah. And in 30 minutes from now, you might feel completely different. So just to never give up, never stop, never say, I'm done, it's over. And when the body is tired, the mind can still carry you for a long way. Mm. And you must never lose faith, because it's that moment when you lose faith in yourself is when you will give up, and when it really will become impossible for you to finish.
Gerdestein, you're a legend. Thank you so much for chatting to us. And we're just going to be, I'm going to appeal to you right now on the Monday after. Can you just put 2 or 3 minutes aside so that we can check in with you?
That sounds great.
Perfect.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.